Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 family. It's Chuan Allen, and I am the host and executive producer of Chuan Talk. We are starting something new right now. If you are tuned in, we are actually endeavoring to go live with the broadcast via Facebook. I am currently connecting everything. I hope everything worked out with the connection, but we're just going to move forward. I would like to welcome you to today's show. Again, my name is Swan, and I am the host and executive producer of Swan Talk. And this is a special new feature that we are testing currently. And this is episode 4 of Sister Talk Headlines. And the purpose of this show is just to educate you and also bring you in the loop of the latest and greatest things that are going on in the nation via current events. And so I utilize the Daily Mail portal as well as utilizing Drudge Report just to go over different headlines and whatnot. Just bear with me one moment, family. Just trying to reconnect everything. All right, and so we're just going to roll on. I don't see here on Facebook, I don't see where everything is being connected, so I'm just going to try again. It looks as if it's endeavoring to connect, but we're just going to move forward. If I don't have Facebook Live today, I will try it another time, and I will test it out before I go live. At any rate, family, we are moving on with the show. Again, my name is Swan. I am the host and executive producer of Swan Talk. If you are at your PC or listening via your cell phone or mobile device or tablet or whatever is the latest and greatest gadget that you are listening to the show, I just want you to know that the chat is also open, and the guest call-in number is call-in number for today's show is 917-889-2852. Again, 917-889-2852. Bear with me one moment, family. Just going to jump over to Facebook, see what's going on there. Looks like nothing is going on. Just bear with me one moment, family. I just want to try one more thing. All right, I hope everybody is having a good day. Family, we are live, and so sometimes when you are live, these things happen centering around technical issues and whatnot, but that is okay. That is quite okay. Bear with me one moment, family. Okay, so without further ado, what I'm going to do is utilize another camera setup. Just bear with me one moment, family. Just to get some video for today. And we will go from there. So, everybody listening, how is your Thursday going? I hope your Thursday is going really, really well. I love you so much. I love you with the compassion of Jesus Christ. Okay, fantastic. We have some video going on right now. And so, family, right now, if you're tuning in, we are now live with video. I'm going to try to get this, have the video go no longer than 15 minutes so I can upload it today via YouTube. And I want to welcome you to today's show. My name is Twan, Sister Twan of Sister Talk Headlines. This is episode 4, and I want to welcome you. If you are looking at us via video, you are more than welcome. We tried to do the Facebook Live thing, and it did not work out, but thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph. Thankfully, there are other forums and other platforms in which we can do video. And so I will most definitely endeavor to do Facebook Live again during the show just to record the behind the scenes. However, family, I'm just so grateful that my UCAM technology is working. And so if you are watching via video, you're actually accessing it via the archive version and not the live version. But if you ever want to call into the show when you hear me live and on the air, the guest call-in number is always 917-889-2852. Again, the guest call-in number where you can call in live to be a guest on the show potentially, or a lot of my listeners like to call in and just listen to the show, especially if they are away from their PC and they're at their office or something like that, or they're away from their cell phone and they're unable to log on or access a laptop or their tablet. So, again, please allow me to reverberate. The guest call-in number for Sister Talk Headlines in the Twan Talk broadcast is 917-889-2852. Again, I want to welcome you so much to today's show. So without further ado, what I would like to do, family, is begin this show with prayer. And this is just a short prayer, family, and it is simply this. It's a prayer, a short prayer to St. Anthony. St. Anthony, in your preaching of the gospel, you proclaimed that God forgives sinners and understands human frailty. Help us to acknowledge our trespasses against God as a compassionate and forgiving person. Help us, St. Anthony. St. Anthony, pray for us. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Spirit. All right. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Thank you for indulging me, listeners, with that prayer. Again, if you're just now tuning in, you may, if we have time, utilize the guest call-in number to be a guest on the show. If something's on your mind centered around current events or the latest and greatest things that's going on with the hurricanes and the weather system, the guest call-in number is always, please write this down if you feel so, if you feel like it. If not, you don't have to write it down because I repeat it every show. It's just a form of housekeeping. But the guest call-in number is 917-889-2852. Okay, family, because I do want to keep the actual video portion of the broadcast to 15 minutes, we're going to go ahead and jump into today's headlines. I pray everybody is doing well. I love you so much with the love of Jesus Christ, and I love you with the compassion of Jesus Christ as well. And so right now what I would like to do is I am just going to dailymail.com, www.dailymail.com, and I am refreshing my screen, and we're just going to go through today's headlines. Let me put on my glasses here, my specs. All right, and so when I refresh the dailymail.com, the main headline that they are leading with, family, is Irma wipes out two Caribbean islands. Category 5 hurricane hammers Puerto Rico with 185 miles per hour winds after demolishing 95% of tiny Barbuda and St. Martin, killing at least 8. And then they have pictures of St. Bart and St. Martin up, and it says paradise destroyed. Our next story, pro surfer 16 dies catching a wave during Hurricane Irma in Barbados. Family, I ask that you join me in praying for the family of Xander Venezia, 16 years old, died on Tuesday while surfing in Barbados during Hurricane Irma. The Barbados native was surfing with other pros who flew in to surf Irma's swell. So that, family, most definitely needs your prayers. Family, and all of this, let's just be safe. Storm chasers
Please Be Safe. I heard that Elvis Duran of 107.5, one of my favorite morning show hosts and his crew, but I heard that Elvis is going to be joining, I believe Froggy is there already, but he is going to be joining them today. They've made arrangements for him to actually come to the Florida area. So I pray that Elvis is safe as well as his whole entire crew and production staff. Our next story is heat and high pressure. Why Hurricane Irma became the perfect storm and hasn't slowed down yet. Next story. Hotels flattened, houses submerged, and shipping containers tossed around like Lego blocks. Irma's deadly path of destruction across the Caribbean is revealed in shocking aerial shots of St. Martin. Next story. Fears for missing pregnant woman and her beauty queen sister who have not been heard of since Barbuda was flattened by Hurricane Irma. De Niro's promise to Barbuda. Actor plans luxury resort on tiny island to rebuild what nature has taken away after Irma leaves 95% of it in ruins. I love Robert De Niro. I've seen just about all of your movies, Mr. De Niro. And listeners, he is just an excellent, excellent thespian, excellent actor, excellent humanitarian. And he has a beautiful wife, Mrs. Hightower. Next story. Stark before and after pictures show how luxury Caribbean hotels, holiday hotspots, and airports were left in ruins by Hurricane Irma in just a few hours. And here on the Daily Mail family, they show the before and after pictures. I encourage you to look at that. The devastation is just mind-blowing. Next story. Exclusive Eden Rock Hotel owned by Pippa Middleton's in-laws lies in ruins. St. Bart's Resort, popular with Tom Hanks, Jennifer Lopez, is ravaged by Irma after fearsome Category 5 hurricane tore up, family. Next story. Four strongest buildings on St. Martin are destroyed, and rustic structures like Trump's mansion probably completely or partially destroyed, says Fred, and Irma's path could take it to Doral or Mar-a-Lago. Pray, family, for all of the structures and the people that are within the path and homes and buildings and businesses that are within the paths of these weather systems. Family, let's just keep everybody in our prayers. And for those who need to evacuate, please tune in and listen to your weather meteorologist, and please follow their instructions, because they are trying to endeavor to educate us and to save lives is what they're doing. They are doing a great community service to the nation by keeping us updated on these weather systems and their patterns and where they're going. And basically saving lives, family, from just letting us know whether or not certain areas are affected and what shelters are open. Everybody in the news organizations, from the news organizations to radio, they are on top of these stories. If this is their if that is their designated topic for today, to number one, educate us about where the storm was mostly hit, the aftermath, and then also they will educate us on where we can donate if we have the resources, family, to just not just pray but donate. I encourage people, even if you have a dollar, even if you have 50 cents, donate to the hurricane relief efforts to a reputable 501c3 organization where the majority of that dollar goes towards that cause, not administrative costs. Ain't nobody got time for that. The administrative fees and whatnot, if they are higher than the actual amount that's being donated per dollar, look for another charity is what I encourage you to do. I myself, since I am a new Mary Kay independent sales consultant, I am so thankful I was able to log on to the portal that we have access to as a consultant and see different options to support hurricane relief. And I decided to go with the Salvation Army. Friday, I made a donation to the Salvation Army on behalf of myself as a Mary Kay consultant, new Mary Kay consultant, and as well as my charity Sisters of Mercy Charity for the Poor, where we make love baskets for the poor. And then we also do so many other things, a plethora of other things. So family, keep Sisters of Mercy, Love Baskets for the Poor, charity in your thoughts and your prayers as the Holy Spirit brings it to your remembrance. Okay, our next story is, this is a nuclear hurricane. Mayor of Miami Beach warns residents to get out now after mandatory evacuations of 100,000 people as Irma heads for Florida, leaving a trail of destruction in her wake. I have friends who have family in Florida, and then I know of different friends and associates who have property down in Florida. And so I am just praying for you guys right now. I'm praying for your family members. I'm praying that if you are in an area that is designated to be evacuated, that everything just lines up for you. And I just pray. I pray for your homes. I pray that they are insured. But most definitely, whether they are insured or not, I pray for your safety. I pray for your family's safety. If they are down, your loved one's safety, your friend's safety, if they are down in that targeted path that Irma is coming or any of these other latest and greatest weather systems, I pray for their life. I thank God for their life. I pray for the pets even, the animals. I pray, Lord Jesus, Father God, just be with us during the storm and even in the midst of the storm. Give us wisdom, wisdom to protect ourselves, to protect and preserve life, Father. Father God, cause miracles to take place. Father God, lessen the damage in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we just pray. We just pray, Lord God. We need you now more than ever, Lord God. So I just pray for everyone, everyone who is being touched and has been touched by Hurricane Harvey and now Hurricane Irma, who is making her presence known along the Eastern Seaboard Caribbean. Our next story, Florida sheriff offers jail as refuge for suspects fleeing Hurricane Irma and says sex offenders will not be allowed in shelters. Ready for Irma? Officials confident that reactors at two nuclear plants in Florida will stand firm as the deadly hurricane heads for landfall. Delta Airlines plane flies into Hurricane Irma. Daring pilot dodges storm to land in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Y'all remember that song? Okay. Maybe I'm telling my age. I remember that song. Okay. Before dropping off all the passengers and heading back to JFK in just 51 minutes. Next story. Roots ripped off, but dad's okay. Sir Richard Branson's son details Irma's devastation as he confirms his father survived deadly hurricane for one dead and many homeless on British Virgin Island of Tortola. Thought it was a cruel blank joke. Jail father tells of the horrific moment he found out on TV that his four children and grandparents had died in Hurricane Harvey. We are praying for you, Jason. Next story. Shocking video reveal the scale of destruction on Tortola after British Virgin Islands took the full brunt of Irma's fury as she raged across the Caribbean. Young mother who battled through the floodwaters of Hurricane Harvey to give birth has named her baby Noah Harvey. Isn't that a beautiful name? Noah Harvey. Oh, wow. I love that. That is so, so beautiful, so nice. Let's see where we are with the video portion. We're at the 14-minute mark. Okay, so right now we're gonna continue on with the broadcast, family, but we're closing out the video portion of the show. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for the your support. We're 12K strong on Twitter. I couldn't have done it without you, and it's amazing because I just came back from a hiatus. Enjoy your day. I love you so much. See you during the next show. Bye-bye. Okay, so family, right now, even though I've said goodbye to our listeners who are going to be looking at the archived version of this program, we have about 4 minutes left in the actual live broadcast, 4 minutes and 42 seconds right now. And I want to thank you so much for bearing with me, even though we had technical difficulties and things like that, and I was just trying to endeavor to get the video up. Let's, right now, with 4 minutes left in the broadcast, we're actually going to go probably a little bit longer than that because I want to jump over now to Drudge Report and see what Matt Drudge is talking about. Let's see what headline he's leading with. I'm sure it's the storm. And here are some of the headlines. Here's the primary headline for the Drudge Report, and it says, "No mercy, Florida waits." And this, again, is www.drudgereport.com. Some of the top headlines to the top left of Drudge Report read, "Storm tightens aim on Florida, could impact every major city. Thousands of troops deployed, supplies cleaned out, gas stations run dry. Plywood dispute turns bloody. Sheriff threatens to arrest fugitives at shelters. Cranes could collapse. Nuke plants in path. Airlines scramble, roads fill, and rush to get out. That race the hurricanes." Okay? Let's move on. Some of the other headlines on Drudge Report is White House aides trash Bannon, Stephen Bannon, as he sits with 60 Minutes. Feds give top secret clearances to murderers and rapists. Oh, no. Next story. Voice of George Michael returns with remix of Fantasy. Update. Southern Poverty has 69 million parked overseas in an account. North Korea celebrates nuclear test. EMP threat. SEALs train Kim assassination squad. 75, and this is speaking of Kim Jong-un, 75 students ordered to get blood tests over can of beer. With Murdoch's help, Tab Media targets young and cheeky on campus. Bezos plans massive new Amazon headquarters. Okay, and family, for those sports fans out there, tonight is football season, and it's the opening for Sunday night football, and it's actually Thursday night, but that's how everything works out. So, family, if you're a huge football fan, tune in to your favorite teams that are playing tonight, and enjoy the game and the sport of football. But Matt here has a picture of Tom Brady, and it just says, "Ready, Tom Brady is ready." And he has a beautiful family with his wife, Giselle, the supermodel, and their beautiful little children. And the next headline on Drudge Report, Easton Ellis, weird brilliance of Washington Philly. We have 90 seconds left in the podcast. Family, the last portion, we're just going to continue on. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And please, you may also access the archive portion because we are going to do a longer novena, which is prayer for Saint Anthony, just to bless you all today at the close of the podcast. And so I encourage you to listen to the last, 10 minutes of the podcast to listen to that powerful, powerful novena. All right. And so as a matter of fact, family, let's go ahead and do it right now with 60 seconds left in the broadcast. This is day four of us praying to St. Anthony, St. Anthony prayers, St. Anthony novena prayers. That means 9 days of prayers to St. Anthony. And we are on day four, family. And the prayer is, "I salute and honor you, O powerful helper, St. Anthony. The Christian world confidently turns to you and experiences your tender compassion and powerful assistance in so many necessities and sufferings that I am encouraged in my need to seek your help in obtaining a favorable answer to my request for the favor I seek in this novena. State your intention. What is your prayer request on today?" Let's take a moment to pause for that. All right. Now that you've stated your intention, we will continue on with the prayer to St. Anthony. Oh, holy St. Anthony, I beseech you, obtain for me the grace that I desire And if you are Catholic, we say one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and glory be to the Father in honor of Saint Anthony. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Anthony, pray for us. All right, so family, after this prayer, I just feel a release in my spirit that everything that needed to be said during this podcast and this broadcast, it has been said. I pray that it blesses you. Thank you for your continued support. Please, family, if you were moved and or if there was a story here that you really, really loved that we covered via headlines, I pray that you just share out this podcast, this broadcast, episode 4 of Sister Talk Headlines. Family, today's show is brought to you by one of my companies, Sister of Mercy Elite Concierge, where I am the visionary, Sister Swan. Sisters of Mercy Elite Concierge Service, a very affordable professional, personal assistant, transportation, errand, and concierge services. We even offer virtual personal assistant services. So, family, if you are in need of the aforementioned services, please get in contact with me at my office at sistersofmercy333@gmail.com. Please allow me to reverberate this. sistersofmercy333@gmail.com, where our motto is, why do it when we can? No job too small. Family, email me now. Email me today, and I will get you a price list of some affordable rates that are tailor-made for you. And you do not have to be in the Southern Tier region or upstate New York to take advantage of our concierge services and the virtual assistant and or personal assistant services that we offer at an affordable rate. Again, if you wish to email me, if you are in need of these services, to inquire about prices and also just a tailor-made package for you and your needs or and or your company's needs, or perhaps you have a family member that needs a virtual personal assistant or a personal assistant or transportation or errands or something else that we offer at an affordable rate, I encourage you to give them this information and then also let them know they can get in contact with me, Sister Twan, via email at sistersofmercy333@gmail.com. God bless you on today, family. And then also, family, I figured out why I was so nervous on yesterday. First of all, I hadn't eaten because I was fasting until my photo session with Heather Esposito. I think I said Jennifer Esposito yesterday during the podcast out of nervous photographer that I had the photo session with yesterday. Her name is Heather Esposito. She was amazing, and I love her so much. She and her son and her assistant Ruth at Esposito Photography here in Binghamton, New York. Most definitely check her out. I should have the digital images sometime today, and so I will be updating my social media platform with there's one image in particular that I absolutely love. It is, she calls it, this is my Nobel Peace Prize winning image, and so I can't wait to receive those digital prints from her on today, hopefully before close of business, so I could update my social medias. But God bless her and her business. And family, if you're looking for some great pictures and a photographer, I encourage you to contact Heather Esposito in the Binghamton, New York area. She is located downtown. And family, without further ado, I'm glad that I identified why I was so nervous on yesterday. It's because I haven't had a photo shoot or a photo session in a while, and I was just so nervous and just very anxious about it and wanted to do a good job. And then, family, I've also gained some weight. And so, like, from when I used to model and I used to be a 3'4", family, I am much older now, and I'm no longer a 3'4". And the size that I am, I'm very happy with my body. Don't get me wrong, from a self-image and a self-esteem standpoint. But, family, to keep it real with you, sometimes the adversary, the less light, likes to play tricks on your mind. So I was not only nervous about the photo shoot, but I was wondering if I would be able to fit in the clothes that I had selected for the photo session. And then also I was nervous because I was going to be in front of a camera and I was going to actually be able to see all of the weight that I have gained, especially in my midsection area and my thighs and whatnot. And so, family, I guess I was just a little bit anxious, but I just wanted to be transparent with and just let you know that all went well. She gave me great direction. Her studio is very welcoming. It has hardwood floors. It was just fantastic, a fantastic experience. And so, family, if you are listening and you have weight issues or you have self-image issues centering around your weight, or perhaps you've started a meal plan or diet plan to help you in your weight loss journey or your weight management journey, I just encourage you, just be authentic to yourself and love every pound, even the extra pounds that are currently on your body, and know that they will melt away as you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. And if they're not melting away, or say you have a thyroid problem, I had a girlfriend who had a thyroid problem. So I ate more than her, but she was considered obese because of her glandular problem. And so, family, if that is your case and you have challenges with weight loss and you've tried everything and you happen to be overweight or in the category where your BMI is high, your body mass index is high, family, just love yourself for who you are. Love those extra pounds. And I say that right now it's just more of me to love. And when I meet someone and they are a little bit overweight or they're just overweight, I just look at that person and see them for the beautiful person that they are. Like if I was to meet you and if you are an overweight person, I would see you for the beautiful person you are, and I would just look at it as more of you to love if I paid attention to it at all. Because, family, what makes the world go around is that we are different. We are so many hues, so many shades. We have so many different personalities. We are a melting pot, and that's really what makes the world go around. And, family, I encourage you on today, just love yourself right where you are right now. And if you need help loving yourself, if you've fallen out of love with you, then you know when you've fallen out of love with you because you're putting up with anything and everything else and a bunch of mess from everybody else who tries to pull up their U-Haul and drop their garbage off, dump their garbage off from their U-Haul. They unload instead of furniture and instead of gifts and instead of a celebratory way of greeting you. You find yourself around people that you are tolerating and they're tolerating you. And I've said it a million times, family, I don't want to be in a situation or be around anyone where I am tolerated. We are to be celebrated. But if you found yourself where you are the dumping ground of somebody's U-Haul, what they've discarded, meaning like the things that they just unleashed on you verbally and especially physically, no, love does not hurt. Love does not hurt. If someone is beating on you, family, that is not love. And you need to pray. You need to pray about that situation. Pray about your abuser and pray to God of what you are to do, your next steps. That is a situation of power and control. And we are not to be anybody's punching bag. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. But then also, if you've fallen out of love with yourself, and you know when you have fallen out of love with yourself because you're putting everybody else before you and you're not even taking care of yourself, I encourage you on today, start now. It's never too late to fall back in love with yourself and start taking care of yourself. And family, you have to. You have to. This is a matter of survival. You have to take care of yourself before you can take care of anyone else or to have the strength to take care of and love on others. Or you will run out of gas, proverbially. You will run out of gas, figuratively speaking. The gas that you need to take care of yourself and to take care of others. So let's be sure and let's be mindful to fill our gas tanks up, family. Fill our gas tanks up with prayer, with rising early to pray.